somehow, the odds don't seem even. A World Trade Organization dispute has pitted the United States against the tiny Caribbean nation of Antigua and Barbuda over the issue of online gambling. The dispute started 5 years ago when Antigua complained to the World Trade Court that the U.S. ban on offshore online gambling, which is Antigua's second largest employer, is a violation of international trade laws. The WTO court agreed, but Antigua may have won the hand, but not the pot, as it cannot compel the U.S. to comply with the court's ruling. At the WTO, the conflict is unfolding into uncharted territory. Simon Lester is a former World Trade Organization lawyer. He now runs worldtradelaw.net, a website about global trade issues, and joins us from member station WXEL in Boynton Beach, Florida. Mr. Lester, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Without putting you on the spot, in your mind, do the Antiguans have a sound argument that online gaming is an industry, it's a commodity, and it should be permitted to freely cross national borders?
Yeah, I think they did have a good argument. The hard part of this case, to me, was figuring out whether the U.S. actually had any obligations here. Because the way the trade and services rules work is there is no general obligation to not to discriminate against foreigners. There's only an obligation if you've made a commitment. The WTO trade court said the U.S. had made commitments here. And once they made that finding, the U.S. was almost destined to lose because of the discriminatory application of the law. They don't just ban all online gambling in the U.S. They ban most online gambling, but there are some exceptions for domestic companies, either under state laws or one particular federal law related to horse racing. They're allowing domestic companies to engage in these activities. So if they do that, they can't prohibit foreigners from doing it.
When you use that word commitments, do you mean commitments between two countries or the WTO?
In a sense, it applies to the WTO, but keep in mind the WTO is, for the most part, it is its members. There are 151 countries who are members. So when you make a commitment, you're making it to the other 150 countries who are WTO members. Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. still had the chance to implement the ruling and come into compliance. They could legalize online gambling, which they don't want to do, obviously, or they could ban it entirely. They could eliminate these domestic exceptions. Mm-hmm. If they had done that, they might have had a chance to actually come into compliance with the rules. But they didn't, and Antigua is now trying to force them to comply through imposing sanctions on them.
But are trade sanctions very useful to the Antiguans?
Well, that's one of the big questions here. I mean, Antigua is a very small market. If they tried to impose tariffs on goods or barriers to services, it probably wouldn't have much of an effect on the U.S. The U.S. industry doesn't sell much there. Mm-hmm. So what the Antiguans are arguing is, well, what we should be able to do is violate our intellectual property commitments. So, for example, the Antiguans could violate the copyrights, trademarks, patents of U.S. industry. Just as an example, they could set up a modern-day Napster where they offer free music downloads. Mm. Theoretically, this could be an effective way for a small country like Antigua to enforce a judgment against a major trading power like the U.S. But how it will work in practice is unclear. This is all new territory, and people are sort of – it's all going to unfold, and we'll see how it works. But at least in theory, it could work for Antigua.
Simon Lester, who runs the website worldtradelaw.net, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.